And Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Miller's Mission from the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin. It has been a long time since I've had the pleasure of having my great friend, a person who has always been there for me. I've talked about him for many, many years. I've known him since 1999. Sean Hannity, of course, you can catch him weekday afternoons at 3. You can catch him on the Fox News channel. You can catch him everywhere. Joins us now at 580KIDO. Good morning,
Kevin,
Sean.
How are you, my friend? What's going on? Well, I did get to spend some time with you in Philadelphia recently.
I know, Sean, and it was a pleasure to see you. And what I always love about you, Sean, is you always are a champion of the American people. You're always a champion of the little guy, and I really appreciate you always being there for me.
Oh, listen, you know what? You're one of the great talents in our business. One of the things that drives me crazy in our business is all these people that say, I want a radio show, and I expect to get paid millions of dollars. And I'm like, well, this is a profession. You know, Kevin, for those that don't know, Kevin and I have traveled the country working on individual radio stations as we've, you know, as our careers have grown. And, you know, we actually like to consider this a real business, a real profession, something that's really important to us. And it drives me a little bit nuts when people think, oh, I can do a radio show. It's simple. And it's not what most people think in that way. But, you know, so we're kind of, we've been armed travelers together in that sense that, you know, you and I have paid a lot of dues and we've gone to a lot of places and both of us love doing it. We share war stories all the time when we talk about it.
Sean, in your heart of hearts, you are a radio guy. We're so happy to have you here at 580KIDO every afternoon at 3. Why do you love radio so much?
Boy, you know, I bet you can identify with this. Howard Stern once said it, and if you watch his movie, even though some people may not like Howard Stern going over the top sometimes, he's actually a pretty insightful guy. But I don't know what happened, but the first time that light went on, something just started coming out of me. And I liked it. And I am still amazed by it today. I can't really explain it. I mean, a part of me that I didn't even know really existed in me, and I was drawn to the radio late at night. I know a lot of people or the kids are told to, you know, I guess turn the TV off. For me, my parents were screaming at me late at night, turn the radio off, and I was drawn to talk radio. There was some of the best pioneers in the business in New York. You know, guys like that I know you know, Barry Farber, and before him, Barry Gray, and later on, you know, people like Bob Grant came on the scene, and I lived in New England for a while, and there were guys there like Jerry Williams and Gene Burns, and these were the real pioneers of talk radio. I mean, to use an analogy, they were the Mickey Mantles, the Babe Ruths, the Lou Gehrigs of radio ahead of us, especially for our format, which is talk radio, and they were smart, and they were good. You know, they used to actually, for interactive talk to take place in the early days, they actually would have a phone to their ear, and they'd say, all right, joining us now is Joe from Boise, and Joe, what's on your mind today? All right, so Joe's telling me that he doesn't like the prisoner swap because they couldn't even put them on the air in the early days. So, you know, technology's come a long way, and I just love the outlet. I think it's basically America's town hall. And personally, it's fun to do. The best part of my day is actually being on the air. You know, it's all the work behind the scenes that, you know, becomes a little bit grind-oriented at times.
Well, and you love to work, Sean. You love to work. It is your passion. And, again, yeah. I grew up with Jerry Williams and Gene Burns and truly the pioneers. Do you feel a responsibility, since you are so old school in our genre talk radio, to continue on with that mantle?
You know, I don't even begin to put myself in their category, to be honest. You know, this may sound strange. You know, what I try to do every day is I get up in the morning, I start reading newspapers. Right now I have in front of me 4 newspapers. I have the New York Daily News, the New York Post, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal. Right. I still like to read a newspaper. I mean, since the time I was 8 years old and I delivered newspapers in the morning, I used to get up in the morning, sit by the heater in the wintertime, and I'd fold my newspapers, and I'd end up reading them, and my parents would come out screaming at me that I wasn't out delivering them. And so I've always had a passion and a love for reading a newspaper, and you know, at that point when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, all I cared about was sports. Now all I care about is sports and politics, so and my family, of course. But so, you know, I just want to do the best job possible. And to do a good show every day and day in and day out, I think it's just a matter of the work that you do behind the scenes. You know, look, everybody in life, and I, one of the best things in my life that I've ever had happen to me is I did a lot of blue-collar work. Everything in the restaurant industry, everything in the construction industry. You know, and I talk about it on air a lot, and sometimes my producers start rolling their eyes and basically giving me the look. I know you walked uphill to school, walked uphill there and back, you know, in your bare feet. But what it did was it gave me perspective, and the perspective is that everybody has to serve other people in life. Life's not about yourself. So I kind of look at what we do as providing news, information, entertainment to people every day. And if you want to know what the top stories of the day are, if you want to meet the top newsmakers, this is the show that we try to deliver that promise every day.
Sean Hannity with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Sean, I was very blessed.
By the way,
I never wanted
to be a morning guy, ever. I go to sleep when you're getting up.
Yes.
I have a very different work clock than you.
Well, sometimes it's out of necessity, Sean. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. Mornings are tough.
I was very blessed to get some guidance from a gentleman that meant so much to you and still does, Bill Donovan. A lot of people don't know how you got started and how you started living your dream. And the people that believed in you and still do today, could you share that story with us?
You know, I'm friends with maybe one or two exceptions. I'm friends with every single person I've ever worked with or for, which I think is, you know, I'm kind of very blessed that I've had some great people in my life. You know, you know, when I was listening to radio all those years, I never really thought that I would get into radio. It wasn't even like a dream. If anything, it was such a remote possibility that I could ever be the guy behind the mic.
Right.
That I never even thought that way. And for whatever reason, at some point, it was during the Iran-Contra affair, 1986, I started calling in a radio programs. And because I'd kind of listened to a more aggressive style of talk in New York and in New England, you know, my calls got noticed pretty quickly, and I noticed that the guy that was hosting the program used to have to end up, you know, he'd keep me on for a long time. He'd put other callers on with me. I would start, you know, championing Ollie North, who at the time I didn't know I'd become best friends with.
Right.
And anyway, so I got a job at a college radio station. I was thrown off the air in 40 hours. And then I realized that I really wanted to do this, and I kind of put an ad in a trade publication, Radio and Records, and lo and behold, I got a call from Bill Donovan in Huntsville, Alabama, and he said, are you interested in maybe coming to work? We're changing one of our stations to talk. And I spent a lot of time on the phone with him and another guy, Dave Stone, and I packed everything I had, and I moved across the country to a state where I didn't know a single person except these two people I talked on the phone with. And I was getting paid $19,000 a year, and by the time I left 2 years later, I was doing the morning and the afternoon show. And I felt like the luckiest guy on earth. And then the local newspaper wrote an editorial, "Goodbye to the talk show host from hell." So I guess I made an impact.
Well, and you found the love of your life there, too.
She's sitting right next to me, the love of my life. That's correct.
Yep, that was a magical place, and all of us are very honored to have worked at that place that you set the precedent. Sean, what's the future of talk radio today in the ever-politically correct world that we live in?
You know, it's an interesting question because radio is evolving in many ways, and I still think it's the greatest communication medium out there. It's the warmth medium. On TV, you can move your head, you can shake your head, you can wink, you can nod, you can make an angry face and make a point. On radio, I think what you discover out of people more than anything, you can't fake it for 2, 3, 4 hours a day. And I think people are going to understand where you're really coming from, where your heart's coming from. So I always refer to it as a heart medium. The challenge for radio is the audience for content is there. The problem is that there are so many platforms now that we are competing with. especially, I would argue, music radio has a bigger challenge in the end than talk radio does, because people can download their favorite songs to their iPod or their iPad, and they can soon they'll be able to plug it in their car. Then they got satellite radio that they're competing with, and they got iHeartRadio that they're competing with, and every station has a website where people can click and listen if they're at work, or a host has a website where they can click and listen at work. And I know this is maybe probably too much detail for our audience, but, you know, none of those platforms are measured for us. In other words, if people listen to our station, 580 in Boise online, we can't get credit for that listenership in terms of rating services. So I think that's the biggest challenge. I think the content, the fact that good content will always draw in listeners is great. But I think once we get the measurement finished, fixed, it's going to work. Interestingly, two of the biggest liberal talk radio hosts, they were never that big, but the two biggest, have just left the industry because, you know, they just had no audience. So I think that conservative talk radio, I think its future is bright, but I think there's got to be an adjustment in terms of how we measure our audience and make sure that we get the full credit and the stations and the sticks get the full credit for the listenership that they develop. So that's my big right now, my big cause that I'm championing.
Well, Sean, I'm just humbled to call your friend, and I'm so proud that you're here weekdays at 3. And you are such a great guy, and you're such a giver, and I've told everybody I was so excited that you were coming back, and just happy to have you.
I'm very excited about it. You guys are rocking, and it's such a great station, and you guys are just killing it out there. And I was out at Boise once when I was on one of my book tours, and it was funny. It was I spoke the morning before a game, and it was nice because I had a crowd full of people in jerseys.
Well, hopefully we'll get you out here. Sean, thank you very much, sir.
All right, Kevin. I'm proud of your success. Your friendship means a lot to me. God bless everybody out there. And by the way, it's safer out there than New York.
Take care, Sean.
I can't wait. I'm not wanted in my own state. Can you believe it?
We'd love to have you here.
No. You guys have a state income tax? You don't, do you?
We do.
You do? What is it?
Not much. Not bad.
Yeah. I met your governor a while back. Great guy.
He is. Great American, as are you.
All right, my friend. Thanks, Kevin.
Take care, Sean. Thank you.